June in Michigan brings the sounds of ball games, splashing waves, and summer music festivals. WKAR's Jody Knoll and Peter Worf are here for a preview of summer concerts around the Great Lakes State.
Jody, one of the old jokes about Michigan weather is that we have basically winter and then not so good for sledding. Those are basically our two seasons. Point is, summer is so short, right?
Yeah.
And you start your summer planning. I know in my family, you probably do too. You start your summer planning sometime in mid-spring or so. And now, as summer is just a couple of weeks away, the calendar is getting full.
It is, and it is really busy in Michigan this summer. I've actually been so busy with other things that I haven't had a chance to look ahead to the summer until this past week.
Yeah.
And there is a bounty of things going on in Michigan, including not too far from here in the greater Detroit area, the Great Lakes Chamber Music Festival. Their program this summer runs June 13th through the 28th, in venues all throughout the Metro Detroit area, and it's called New Beginnings, Making Music in America. The Chamber Music Festival is welcoming their new artistic director, Paul Watkins, who their website says will lead us on a musical journey encompassing an eclectic blend of America's classical and contemporary contributions to the genre, including a number of exciting world premieres. Many of their concerts take place in the Bloomfield Hills area, in Temple Beth El Chapel, Kirk in the Hills, and the Seligman Performing Arts Center. But there are also concerts in Ann Arbor, Detroit, at the Detroit Institute of Arts, and even in Windsor this year. I picked out just a few of the concerts to highlight. Opening night at the Seligman Performing Arts Center on June 13th will feature the Emerson String Quartet, and they'll be performing Adagio from Barber's String Quartet, the American String Quartet by Dvorak, and some other chamber music pieces that night. Then on the 17th, cellist Paul Watkins and pianist Alessio Bax will perform a number of short pieces for either cello and piano or piano solo by Kreisler, Rachmaninoff, Prokofiev, and Stravinsky. And on the 24th of June at Kirk in the Hills, pianists James Toko and Anton Nell will perform works for one and two pianos, including works by Mozart, Schumann, Bernstein, Granger, and Ravel. And for more information on that festival, you can go to greatlakeschambermusic.org.
Yeah, that's the Great Lakes Chamber Music Festival, taking place around mid and southeastern Michigan, coming up real soon. Let's move out to the western part of lower Michigan for one of the real classical music and young people's institutions in Michigan, and that's the Blue Lake Summer Arts Festival, which takes place near Muskegon, in the beautiful pine-wooded grounds of the Blue Lake Fine Arts Camp. And coming up to open the festival on June 19th is the Blue Lake International Choir, Alumni Choir, Staff Choir, and the International Youth Symphony Orchestra, one of the bigger-scaled performances going on during the summer. And it's Anton Bruckner's Te Deum, which will be featured. Also music of James Niblock, very familiar to Michigan area music lovers, and faculty from the Blue Lakes Fine Arts Festival will be performing the solo parts for the Te Deum by Anton Bruckner. That's June 19th. From here at MSU, Walter Verdaere will be joining friends with a recital on Friday, July 3rd at 7:30. No information yet on that program, but that's sure to be a good one with Walter Verdaere and Edisher Savitsky performing. Then on a little bit later in the month, on July 17th, speaking of the Lansing area, we have the Renaissance Singers from Lansing, Michigan, with Penny Draper conducting at the Rose Theater at the Blue Lakes Fine Arts Camp. That's on July 17th. Jody, that Blue Lakes concert on June 19th that I mentioned at the beginning of this is also going to be featured at the Blue Lake Fine Arts Camp's 7th Experience Blue Lake. That's going to be at University of Michigan's Hill Auditorium, July 27th through 29th in Ann Arbor. The annual event will feature performances by the Youth International Orchestra and the vocal ensembles that I mentioned with Anton Bruckner's Te Deum. That is July 27th with Experience Blue Lake continuing events through the 29th of July at the University of Michigan's Hill Auditorium. So that takes us out to Western Michigan and back to Ann Arbor. Where will you take us next?
Well, we're going to head up north, and one of the biggest names to perform at Interlochen this summer will be not a classical musician, but former Lansing resident Joshua Davis, who now makes his home in the Traverse City area. It's going to be a concert called Joshua Davis Homecoming Concert. Joshua Davis and his band on August 13th at 8 p.m. at Kresge Auditorium at Interlochen. Davis was recently featured as a top three contestant on NBC's The Voice and sang with Adam Levine and Sheryl Crow, and he's been on Current State a couple of times, too. So that should be a really fun concert.
I've heard there was a secret chord that David played and it pleased the Lord. You don't really care for music, do you?
And another a couple of concerts at Interlochen that aren't particularly classical in nature but would appeal to our listeners, the Piano Guys, who've done some 35 videos and have had more than 293 million views on YouTube, are going to be there on August 25th. And Pink Martini, who the band leader and pianist Thomas Lauderdale of Pink Martini says, if the United Nations had a house band in 1962, hopefully we'd be that band.
Right. Ma chambre a la forme d'une cage. Le soleil passe son bras par la fenêtre. Les chasseurs à ma porte comme les petits soldats qui veulent me prendre. Je ne veux pas travailler.
So, eclectic music by Pink Martini on July 6th. The interesting thing about Interlochen's program for this summer is that it's kind of similar to the Great Lakes Chamber Music in that it's focusing on Americana.
Right.
No single composer did more to establish a distinctly American sound than Aaron Copland. The composer, in fact, visited Interlochen in 1967 and 1970, and this summer the Interlochen Center for the Arts is celebrating his visits, and this summer, the Interlochen Center for the Arts is presenting a multidisciplinary festival celebrating the composer called Aaron Copland, The World of an Uncommon Man. And the festival includes opera, orchestral, chamber, film screenings, lectures, and dance. It runs July 5th through August 2nd, opening with the World Youth Symphony under the direction of Joanne Folletta, a big name in classical music.
Sure.
And they're going to be performing Copland's El Salón México, among other works. Also, I think this is really interesting. They're doing three of Copland's films, doing film screenings of three of his films, Our Town, The Red Pony, and The Heiress, which should be great fun. And this is really cool as well. On July 22nd, the Martha Graham Dance Company is going to be there. They are the oldest and most celebrated modern dance company in America. And yes, they're going to perform Copland's Appalachian Spring. Copland wrote that ballet for Martha Graham and her company. In fact, it was originally called Ballet for Martha, but then Martha came up with the title Appalachian Spring.
That's at Interlock and Jody, but there's more happening up north too, offshore, I understand.
Yeah. I just learned that Beaver Island is the largest island in Lake Michigan. It's about 55 square miles. Yeah. If you want to put it in perspective, that's about 55 times as big as Monaco.
Okay.
But they have a festival there, a short festival, that's celebrating its 14th season with the great name Baroque on Beaver. It runs just a little over a week from June 24th to August 2nd. Some of the concerts lined up this year include Big Ideas in Small Packages, and I think that kind of fits the theme of this Baroque on Beaver Festival. It's going to be a concert of chamber ensembles on July 26th. It's also worth noting that on their website they say that you should watch for additional concerts that will pop up throughout the festival on the porch of Dalwhinnie's Bakery and Deli, the Shamrock Bar and Restaurant, and other spots around the Harbor District.
I love that, a homespun festival. Jody Knoll, classical music host and producer here on 90.5 Classical, WKAR. We're taking a look at some of the classical music and other music events around Michigan and around the region this summer.
After doing all this research and seeing all these great concerts, I wondered if you'd allow me to take a sabbatical this summer to take in all these concerts.
You bet.
You heard it here on the radio.
Jody, thanks a lot. For WKAR, this is Peter Wharf.